to God's favor, His strength, and His Spirit. It's about walking boldly even when the world doesn't see your potential, because God does. This is a season of preparation. Like David, your anointing doesn't mean the journey is easy, but it does mean God's Spirit is with you every step of the way. God's divine grace empowers you to face every challenge, grow through every trial, and step into His purpose for your life. The oil of anointing is a symbol of His power working in and through you. 2025 is your year. It's the season to trust God's plan, embrace His calling, and step into the fullness of His grace. Ask yourself, where is God calling me in this season? How will I walk in His anointing? Take a moment to reflect, and then step forward in faith. Remember, the anointing is not about perfection, it's about purpose. God's divine grace is upon you, His Spirit is within you, and His plans for you are greater than you can imagine. This is your season. Step boldly into it. His divine grace is sufficient, and His Spirit is leading you.
Morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, somebody give Him praise. Come on now, give Him praise, give Him praise. Come on, give Him praise. He's worthy of your praise. Come on, He's worthy of your praise. I'm going to say it again. He's worthy of your praise, your praise. Come on now, high glory. Allow God to move in the midst of you. Let God give God permission to intervene through your praise. High glory. Come on now. You must give God permission. When God was creating everything, He went to the Word and the Holy Spirit, and He said, let us. Come on now. Come on now. High glory. Come on now. Woo, now God. Oh, my God, my God. Oh my God, see that hit something right there. He said, let us create. Come on now. He said, let us. Woo! I submit myself to the Word and the Holy Ghost so we can align and unify in the vision of creation. Oh, come on now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. You must allow God entrance. You must give Him permission to enter in to your world. Oh, my God, my God. The Holy Spirit will not override your will. Come on now. See, oh, okay. See, I'm trying to get something to somebody. He said, Jesus. Okay. Okay. Oh, my God. Here we go. Here we go. First of all, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the Word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the Word, because the Bible says in the beginning, what's the Word? The Word was with Elohim, or God, and the Word was Elohim. So you cannot separate God from His Word. Okay, I'm trying to get this to you. You cannot separate God, Elohim, the Creator, from His Word. Why? Because the Bible says these three are one. Oh, come on. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. These three are one. I'm going to say it one more time. In the spirit of one, oh, my God, in the power of all, high glory, he K-Shop, you are unmovable, unshakable, always abounding, okay? That's who you are when you get in alignment and unity with God, with Elohim, with creator and creation. Oh my God. Oh my God. Father, I thank you. Less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and think and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And Father, we'll be ever so careful. Oh my God. Hey, Kesha. Oh my God. Hey, Kesha. Oh my God. Hey, Kesha. Hello, Kesha. Woo! Hello. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, God, you God, God, Father, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. Okay, okay, okay. Now, listen. I said, when you get into alignment, okay, God, the Father, Elohim, the creator. Elohim means creator. It means father. He had to get into alignment and agreement with the word and the spirit. When he, oh, come on, now, when we talk about creation, the father got into agreement with himself. Oh my God. See, okay, so you don't believe me. So I got to take you here. And this is why we see Jesus, okay? Okay, we're going to go to two quick scriptures, then I'm going to pray for you, then we got to go, because you are in this season, okay? You are in, we are in 2025, the season you are anointed with God's divine grace. But that God's divine grace, according to 1 Samuel, had to be, Samuel could not, he had to agree with God's choice. Oh, come on, man. Woo, my God, my God. Okay, okay, okay. Luke, we'll go to two quick. Oh, my God. We see someone messing with the message. Genesis 1. Then Luke chapter 22. Then we'll get out of here. Genesis chapter 1. Luke 22. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1. Are you there? Come on now, Genesis chapter 1. I want to show this to you. Verse 26, and God said, this word for God, okay, now remember that's King James English. God, the Hebrew word that was right here was Elohim, which means ruler. Father means creator, okay? Elohim, he is the creator, okay? We are little Elohim because, well, you're going to find out. He says, okay, now, he says, let us make. This phrase, let us make, in the Hebrew, is the asa. It says, let us fashion, accomplish, okay, effect. Woo, my God. Appoint, ordain, or institute. Okay, let us. Oh, come on now. Woo! Put in order. Oh, there it is right there. He says, let us. He says, let us put in order. Listen, man. Which was, and the word for man is Adam, in our what? Image and after our likeness, and let them allot, and we have to give them permission. We release our what? Dominion to them, and let them have dominion, ruling authority over the fish, over the fowl, over the air, over the cattle, over every creeping thing. So God, Elohim, created Adam, mankind, in his own image. Now listen, now he's in unity, so God Elohim created mankind in his own image, in the image of alignment and unity. Oh, God. Woo! Of God is alignment and unity. In other words, one. Okay. The image, I'm just typing this for our Instagram. God is alignment, unity, oneness. Okay. So now, how do we know this? Because Jesus had to do the same thing. Luke chapter 22, look at what it says. And when he was at a place, verse 40, he said unto them, pray that you not enter into temptation. and he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast, and he kneeled down and prayed. Okay, he had to do what? Go to the Father, saying, Father, if you be what? Willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Okay, Jesus had to get into alignment with the Father's will. That's why Jesus always said, I only come to do the will of the Father. Whatever I see the Father do, that's what I do. Why? Because they were in alignment. They've been in alignment ever since the beginning. This is why. Now you can go to 1 Samuel. And this is going to make sense now. Chapter 16. We're going to end with this right here. 1 Samuel 16. Come on now, someone type, I receive it. It is so. First Samuel chapter 16. Woo, as you get prepared to sow your seed, come on now, you have to get into alignment, into agreement with the word. Here we go. Verse 12 and 13. And Jesse sent and brought David in. Now he was ruddy and with all beautiful countenance and goodly to look at. And the Lord said, okay, and the Lord said, and Jehovah said, Jehovah, okay, God in unity, okay. Woo, my God. Arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of the brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David. The Spirit, the same power in Genesis, came upon David from that day forward. But the Spirit of the Lord departed Saul. See, when you get into an alignment and agreement with the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, God's divine grace is released in your life. Oh, my God. Listen, we got to go here. Ah, glory. Someone type, it is so. Come on now. This is why we got to go here. Amen. The Bible says this. I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. When you understand that this power of sowing seed, the power that happens when you sow seed, and our glory, according to the kingdom of God, when you sow into God's kingdom of currency, you begin the kingdom of seed time and harvest. Okay, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. See, I'm trying to get something to you. Woo, my God, this power, the power of your seed. Oh, my God. Oh my God, let me see what happened to my little thing right here. Here we go. Yeah, we got to bring it all the way up. I don't want that to be. Here we go. So when we, 2025, the anointed divine grace seed, $20.25 or $225, $2,025. What are you doing? You are setting a precedence that you are in alignment with God's seed time and harvest. You can use the ministry by going to PayPal. If it's stored MININTL, you can use the QR code and use your camera, and it'll take you there. You can use Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account, but get your seed into the ground. But then you can do what's called the Terumah, according to Ezekiel 44:30, and the first of all first fruits of all things. See, that's the power of all. And everything and every Terumah, every oblation, that word oblation in the Hebrew means terumah, okay? Of all, of every sort of terumah shall be the priest. And you shall also give the priest the first of your dough, that he, in agreement and alignment, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. This is why it's called currency. Currency is God's financial seed in motion. Woo, my God, the seed of God in motion. Oh, my God, use my Cash App. $2 Prophet M.D. Bryant. High glory. You can use my Zelle and Michael at rtuproductions.com or even my PayPal at PastorMichaelDBryan@gmail.com. But get your seed in the ground now. Father, I thank you. You said while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not stop. Father, as they use financial seed in your kingdom of currency, in your kingdom of financial seed in motion, Father, bless them. Bless them going out and coming in. Bless them in the city and in the field. Bless what their hands touch. Bless whatever the soles of their feet shall tread upon. Father, I speak that your divine grace, favor, is in motion in their life. They're smeared with it. They're covered. They're submerged in it. In Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen and amen. Listen, it's your time to get into alignment with the will of God for your life. Be blessed. Thank you.